It is 3 weeks to the day since Laurie, Mark, Emily and Audrey Huggenmeyer moved to Brisbane from Dayton, Ohio. 612 was at the airport to meet them. We took them for an early morning ride up named Kutha Coffee at the Kangaroo Point Cliffs. This morning I want to find out how much progress you can make in 3 weeks when you lob into a new city in a new country. Laurie, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
Well, some quickies first of all. The Ekka. Did you get there?
We did, briefly.
Briefly? What went wrong?
Yeah, well, nothing went wrong. Everything went right, actually. We got a call back from the school that the girls applied for, and for us to come back and to talk to them about scheduling. So it was a good thing that we got called away, but a bad thing that we didn't get to see a lot of the Ekka that day.
Did you make any observations about the Ekka? Is it very similar to state fairs in the States?
It sure is. It's as exciting as the state fairs back in states.
And so you obviously know that you have another couple of years, another couple of opportunities to go to the Ekka anyway.
Exactly, yes. Exactly.
Now, you've tried to get to the beach as well, I think?
We have tried. We had great intentions of going after onto the beach after we had stopped at a car dealership to look at some cars, but we ended up buying a car, and that took up our time that we had allotted to go onto the beach.
It takes forever, doesn't it? It seems like you're there all day in the lounge area while they keep saying, oh, it'll only be 10 more minutes.
Yes, but it actually, the dealership that we went to was, they were quite accommodating, and in comparison to what we went through in the States, this seemed a lot quicker. So.
But you haven't been to the beach yet?
No.
But you have a car, that's good.
Yes.
Mark has started at work. Was he famous when he arrived on his first day?
I think so. Oh, Mark's here. No. They were, no. Everything was just going on as normally, and there's another person in town.
They must have heard about him on the radio. They must have heard you on the wireless.
Actually, I think they did. I say sheepishly.
Now, the girls started school. You alluded to that. What are their observations about school here?
They're really enjoying it. They love the outdoor atmosphere. They're enjoying the friends that they're making. The school is fabulous. The teachers have been very accommodating in scheduling them. They've just really felt at home at these schools, and they enjoy the tuck shop too. So
very good. Everything's working out well.
It really is.
Have you found anywhere to live yet?
Well, we're in another service department for the time remaining until our furniture arrives. So we're a bit more permanent, but we're not going to be moving in another 7 or 8 days. So that's a really good thing.
But that is obviously the last thing to really get sorted, isn't it? You've got your Mark's work, you've got the car, you've got the girls at school.
Right.
And it's just permanent accommodation. And you've done all that in 3 weeks.
Yeah, we have. It has been a roller coaster. My gosh, we have been going at a frenetic pace. So it's a good thing to get settled for a while we take this time to look for a house to rent.
What have you been doing with your days in the last week and a half while Mark's been at work and the girls have been at school?
Oh.
Massages.
Ew. Actually, I did take a day to take a massage.
You did?
Yes, I did. The day that they went to school, I said, see ya.
Oh, that's great. But I imagine you haven't been sitting around too much.
No, we really haven't. I mean, just besides unpacking from what we've had to pack up, yesterday we received a shipment that we had sent out prior to us leaving, so that we knew that it would arrive shortly after we arrived here.
Yes.
And some of the things that we included there were, this is going to sound funny, familiar to my family back in the States, but my own silverware, my own, I should say my own cutlery, my own glassware. So that's a little piece of home that makes me smile.
Absolutely. And you mentioned your family and friends back home as if they're listening to this. And of course, all these interviews that we do are posted on the net because you're documenting your trip on the internet. You have a weblog or a blog. It strikes me as a very open, a very public way of writing home. How have you found that?
It's been fun. I've had to hold back some things because it is public, but just as far as, you know, exactly where the girls are at school and exactly where we are living until we moved. But my family really, really enjoys it. My mother especially. Hi, Mom. So a way for her to touch up with her babies our friends log on to it and follow us. So it's real exciting.
You're an inspiration. What you've achieved in 3 weeks is amazing. What is your advice to Australians that might be considering a move overseas for a period of time? What have you learned about, you know, how best to do this?
Definitely be organized as possible as you can. If you can be as lucky as I was to find a contact locally to help give you a little insight as to what to expect when you arrive, and to be what I think one of my guardian angels.
And she put you onto a radio station.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. So that was really helpful. But organization is key, and to go into it with a positive attitude and great teamwork with your family. My husband and children have just been fabulous in their willingness to be flexible, and research ahead of time is key.
Excellent, excellent. All right, Laurie Hagenmeyer, great to catch up with you again. I know that you felt there wasn't much to talk about.
I didn't.
That's a good sign that you're feeling everything's getting to sort of normalcy in your life. But I think you are an inspiration, what you've achieved in 3 weeks, for anyone thinking about jumping into the deep end and doing this themselves. I thank you for the update this morning.
Thank you, Spencer.
And hello to all your family and friends listening back in the States.
Hi, everybody. We miss you. Love you. We're doing great. Love Brisbane.
Oh, great. All the best, Laurie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Laurie Hagenmeyer there. It's 11 to 7, 612 ABC Brisbane.